Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is going to be on all of the different ways to heal and raise consciousness with sound once you know the frequency of the issue or the disease or the whatever you're working with. How to actually harmonize it, break it up. There's quite a few techniques once you know the frequency. First, we're going to be going through how to find that frequency. Then we'll be going through the ways to break it up or to harmonize the issue or whatever you're working with. But before we get started, our intention for today's show is that we might all be able to see and hear the frequency of whatever we're wanting to shift, and that we can with ease shift that frequency to a more harmonious, consonant, and frequency that's more in tune with nature. That's our intention. Cool. Okay, before we get started, I want to mention a couple of things happening at the school. If you're in the area, or if you're not, just fly in tomorrow. We've got a, first of all, an open house from 1 to 5, and we're going to be doing our normal chanting and toning, playing with crystal bowls, going over binaural beats, listening to binaural beats, talking about the Schumann resonance, listening to various music to take us into really high states of divine love, and just things like that. So it's not only an overview of our curriculum, but it's also just a way to get you really high and really grounded and connected to your own body and to spirit. So if you're in the area, come on down from 1 to 5, easy parking on Sundays. And then you can stay for the concert afterwards. At 7 o'clock we have a concert with Evely Delfino Salas Posh. And Evely is bringing about 14 musicians to support her with kirtan chants and a full range of musical rounds that we'll be doing. So we'll be doing a lot of singing, and her voice is just so beautiful. It's really heartfelt. It's just so sweet. Her pitch is just perfect. She's just amazing. She gets really powerful, and she gets really soft. So, and then the musicians that are playing with her, we've got a violin player, clarinet player, horn player, guitar player, full range of musicians and singers. And so if you can make it, I really highly recommend it. It's only $15 for the evening, and the doors open at 6:30. Or if you're here at 5, you're welcome to stay and just help us carry chairs downstairs. Okay. Other than that, we still have some online sound healing music production classes starting. And if you're interested in learning how to do music production, particularly with Pro Tools, and that's starting right away. We also have an online course that just started you can still jump into. That goes for about 19 weeks, and it's 3 nights a week, Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings, 2 nights a week and Saturday mornings, and that's from 6 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And then September 8th, we have our whole semester starting here at the Institute with live instructors and also the recording music, sound healing music production here at the Institute. We have 4 recording studios here at the school. So that's the different things coming up. Oh, we also have our weekend intensive starting next weekend. If you can only make weekends, you could come for just the weekends. Okay. So that's next weekend. Next 3 weekends, actually. And so I hope you can make it. Okay. Finding the frequency of the culprits. Although, as I say, there are no culprits. There are only energy that is going in a different direction, or a different chord, you might say, a different combination of frequencies that are not harmonious with your life spirit and with the divine love spirit. But it's all divine love, and it's, you know, each one of those frequencies or issues or diseases or whatever is going on, they are in alignment with spirit themselves. They're just doing their own thing, you know. And so there's a whole idea of just shifting these frequencies and transmuting these frequencies and taking these frequencies and changing them into something more harmonious with our system as opposed to destroying them. But we'll talk about all the different techniques. There's the final technique of simply not even focusing on these issues and just focusing on higher states of consciousness like gratitude, appreciation, joy, divine love, things like that. And then just letting those frequencies overtake us. So we're going to go through the full range. So the first step is to find the frequency, and we'll use a few different examples. You could have a frequency of a pain in your body. Think about if you have a pain. We'll go through these one by one. And think about what that pain might sound like. The first step to finding a frequency is to simply intuit or listen to what it, the sound it's actually making. And that sound can either be a pitch, or actually it is a pitch, high or low, or medium, could be a full range of pitches, but it's also a particular tone or a particular timbre or a particular type of waveform. So it could be or it could be or it could be it could be thousands and thousands of different types of sounds that are different than what frequency range or what pitch it's at. And also, it could be a combination of frequencies. So it might not just be one note. It might be a whole combination of notes, which is hard to make with your voice, but you can hear it. You can listen for it. So say you've got a pain. Think of a pain at the top of my neck. It's often nice to just simply be with it. Simply be present with whatever's going on. Feel your own frequency at the base of your spine. It's often good to do a frequency sweep. And go right to my root frequency. Seems like it's lower than that, lower than I can make, fifth molar. So then you listen for, once you get in tune with your own frequency, you can then listen for the sound of the pain. And it's nice to make it out loud, but you don't have to. Just listen for what it might sound like. What instrument might it sound like? What sound? Just listen for what that might sound like. It could also be a stuck emotion, anger, an issue from childhood that you've been wanting to weed out, just getting upset with things. Anytime you're not bringing love to the situation. Think about the frequency of what energy you're actually bringing. Criticalness. Any of the lower emotions, fear. Fear. Full range of negative emotions. So think about what those would sound like. Go into them and think about what they sound like. You don't have to become them, but just tune into it and hold your own root frequency. That way you don't have to go back into the pain of that emotion. Then you can also think about someone who has a disease, or if you have some health issue going on, tune into that frequency. And again, you can do a frequency sweep in your head and often find it. You never know for sure. And the more you do this, the more you get tuned in. And then at certain times, you can go into a really deep state. And it's like little messengers bring you the frequency or the sound of the disease or the issue. Little angels bring it on a little purple pillow. Sorry, I couldn't help that. And they say, this is the frequency. It is not in harmony with yourself, your higher self. Often you're given that frequency. But it's there. You don't even have to be given it. You can just listen to it. It's there. And it's not, this is not woo-woo. There is actually a frequency that has been shown in the cells of whatever's going on. There's a frequency of the space inside the organ that resonates. There's a frequency of the material of the organ or the disease. So there is a very specific frequency. And the voice biosystem, they base it, the whole system, on the fact that different diseases are held by a certain arrangement of frequencies, a certain frequency structure. And when you break up that frequency structure, that disease no longer has an atmosphere within which it can exist. It just falls apart because it needs this structure to be able to be held in place to keep existing. So, have pain, we've got diseases, got stuck emotions. It could be a mental issue that you're having. Just a not being able to remember something, not being able to have cohesive thought, not being able to go to a peaceful place with your thoughts. Or it could be something spiritually that's going on. Maybe there's this whole pattern in your spiritual life of growth where you seem to be going through the same lessons over and over. It could be a soul issue that you're wanting to work on and release. So we've got physical issues, mental, emotional, spiritual, full range of issues. Anything else you can come up with as well that you're wanting to clear that is not in alignment with you, your higher self, and your own connection to spirit and nature. Okay, so there are quite a few ways to find these frequencies besides just intuiting it. There's gematria, which actually bases it on the letters in the word. So each letter in the word, so if you're working on the heart, you can look up the letters and look at the numbers, and then you can find the actual number for that organ. Radionics actually has a list of frequencies for each organ. If you do a search on the web for frequencies of organs, there's a really cool chart, I think it's by Barbara Hero, or it's included with Barbara Hero's stuff, and there's a full range of frequencies for the organs, although, as you'll find when you look through and research all of this, no one agrees, so there's no one frequency. There are frequencies for organs that can be found in the cells and in the materials, such as the muscles. They actually have resonant frequencies, and the size of the organ is going to resonate based on the size of the organ. So that's going to be a little different in each person. And then there's the etheric frequency of the organ. You know, what frequency its morphogenic field is resonating at. And so there's a full range of frequencies. The Chinese have a system for finding the frequency of organs. And then Qigong has a full range of frequencies. There's also, besides the cells and the material, there's some technology that's out there now that can help find the frequency. There's GDV by Korotkov that can help find the frequency of the organ. There's also systems like the Asira by G-Tech, the Nutri-Energetic system that we work with, and there's the QXCI. There's the Zyto, Z-Y-T-O. But there's also muscle testing. You can also you just simply look at an organ or get the image of the issue in your mind, focus on it, and then go up and down the keyboard, all 12 notes, one by one, and do muscle testing for each note on the keyboard while you're focusing at or looking at an organ. Actually, there's some cool 3D visuals of organs on the web you can find. And you simply play all 12 notes one by one and see which note actually strengthens that organ. You can also get more detailed. There's actually tone generators or signal generators you can download from the web for free. They have versions for Mac and PC. And you can go up and down the frequency one by one in muscle test until you find it's easier to actually use the keyboard to zone in on the frequency of the organ or the issue using muscle testing. And then you could use a tone generator to get even more refined, right down to the precise frequency of the actual issue or organ or disease. Again, it's a little tricky because, I've heard that from different psychic healers that cancer, for example, is not just one frequency, it's a combination of frequencies, it's an actual texture. But you can still find the root frequency of it, and this muscle testing will help you tune into it. Dr. Jeffrey Thompson actually has a system where he will use a heart monitor that shows the balance of sympathetic and parasympathetic systems in your body, in your system, in you. And when you hit or play the note while focusing on this issue or disease, your system will go into balance, parasympathetic and sympathetic. So then you can use tone generators and, again, refine it down to the exact note. So if you have any medical devices, you can look at where things come into balance. There's also a system by HeartMath in Santa Cruz, actually, I think up in the hills of Santa Cruz, Boulder Creek maybe. And they've got a whole system that you can buy from Mac or PC that will show when your system goes into balance. So you could play with different frequencies on that and see on the computer monitor when your system goes into balance, when you actually play a frequency that seems to be the frequency of something. So you can really strengthen that organ or find the frequency that will help break something down. Okay. So these are different ways. Intuitively, I like to do it intuitively, but muscle testing I use a lot as well. So These are different ways of finding the frequency. Now, once you find this frequency, it's nice if you have a keyboard and you can actually know what note it is, so you can keep going back to it, so you can not have to keep finding it. You can also do multiple tests over multiple days or weeks to keep testing and see if you get the same frequency for it. And generally after a certain point, you'll find that it starts, you start zoning in, and when you get some correlation as to getting the same frequency every time. Okay, so once you know the frequency of this culprit, and the reason I say there's no culprits is because whatever it is that's going on, whether it's a sickness, disease, or anything that's going on, it's simply, what's going on, it's simply telling you that something is out of balance in your system. So it is perfect. It is perfect. It's like this little alarm clock. So ideally, the first response to it should be gratitude. It's amazing to think, thank you, Cancer. Thank you for showing me or giving me an opportunity to find what's out of balance. Thank you. Whatever it is, it's showing you how to get back in balance. And if you really listen, it's got a story. It's got a message for you. Okay, so the first thing, there's a story, a woman in the movie The Living Matrix that we did the sound, part of the soundtrack for. And in this movie, this woman has a brain tumor. And she's working with many different energy healing techniques over years to try to get rid of it. And one morning she says, God damn it, I wish I could get rid of this shit. And she stopped herself and went, listen to that anger. And she thought, what if I accepted this issue, this disease, this brain tumor? Because it had already transformed her life. She'd gone through a full range of diet and exercise, full range of spiritual unfoldment had happened because of this brain tumor over 3 years. She said, God, it's helping me. It's really helping me change. She said, what if I accepted it and allowed it to be with me for the rest of my life and said, thank you, you're welcome to stay the rest of my life till I die. And gave up fighting it. Within a short time after that, the tumor went away completely after like 3 years. Who knows if that was exactly it, but the resistance is often the problem. Okay. Well, I'm getting off track, but it's all on track. Let's continue. Say you find the frequency. There is a technique which we've talked about before a bit, and that is to simply resonate the frequency of the culprit and explode it. A lot of people think this is how you break a wine glass. You go up and down in frequency and sing the frequency, resonant frequency of the wine glass. You find the frequency that the wine glass naturally rings at or sings at. Normally the frequency that you get when you rub your finger around the rim of it. And then you sing it and you get the wine glass humming just by singing to it at the frequency of the wine glass. And then you get really loud. However, what they found is that this actually doesn't break a wine glass. They've done studies that have shown that with speakers turned up 10 times louder than the voice, they can actually break the wine glass. But at normal volume, or loud volume, as loud as a voice can go, they couldn't break the wine glass with the speakers. They had to really crank it up. So it's not the volume of the voice that breaks it up. However, if you can't, with a cell is much more fragile than a wine glass. So you actually can break up a cell with a loud sound if that frequency of the sound maps to the cell itself. And Dr. John Reed has actually found a technique where he finds the cymatic pattern, the actual structure, sound structure of a cell. He does a biopsy to find it, to take it out, and then finds it. And then he creates a sound that maps precisely to that cymatic pattern, creates the same cymatic pattern, and he's able to resonate that cell. And when he turns the volume up, he says when he turns the volume up a little bit, it actually feeds energy to the cell. If he turns it up a lot, it explodes the cell. So this is one technique, and it can be very powerful. It takes some nice loud singing or a loud instrument at the frequency. But that's, you know, it can work. Now, there's another technique to do this that I think is, what I think is the most powerful of all. They say that the way the wine glass gets broken is through binaural beats. Binaural beats are when you have two frequencies that are a little detuned, a little out of pitch from each other. They will create a third frequency, which is the difference between those two frequencies. So if you have 100 hertz and 103 hertz, you will hear an oscillation of 3 cycles per second, the difference between 100 and 103. So you'll hear, if the difference is 100 and 107 hertz, you'll hear 7 cycles per second. Well, at 1 cycle per second, say you have 100 hertz and 101 hertz, 1 cycle per second is like this. Well, the wavelength physically in the air of that frequency is over 1,300, it's actually 1,300 feet long. 1,300 feet long. I mean, that's like almost 6 football fields. Is that right? No, 3 football fields. 3 football fields. No. 300, no, no. 300 feet per football field. Oh, goodness. 4 football fields. It's a long wavelength. It's huge. It's huge. It easily could knock a house down, a wavelength that long. I'm sure the military has tried to figure out how to do it. But it takes so much power. So when you actually find the resonant frequency of the wine glass and you get it humming, and then you go off pitch a little bit, then the pitch where you go off pitch compared to the resonant frequency of the wine glass, which is still humming at the resonant frequency, creates a binaural beat between your voice and the wine glass frequency. And that binaural beat at a really low frequency breaks the wine glass. This is a really interesting technique. I had a psychic that used to work on me, and she goes inside the body and takes out stuck energy. One day I said, what the hell are you doing in there? And she said, well, I find the frequency or the texture of frequencies of the issue. And then she said, I rock it. I go up and down above and below the frequency, and I rock it loose. She's using binaural beats to break it loose. In cymatics, Dr. Peter Guy Manners has a technique where he uses a cymatic tool to actually break up frequencies, and he goes up and down a little above and below the issue with a tone generator, using binaural beats to break it up. one of our previous instructors, Amrita, had a tumor in her breast, and she toned on it. She set her intention and toned and was able to resonate the tumor. She said she could feel it heating up, and she went up and down on frequencies above and below it, and also had her friend play didgeridoo on it. And the didge actually goes up and down in frequency as well. It's like, the didge is really well known for breaking up stuck energy. It's creating binaural beats also. After working on it for about a month with the didge and her voice, she went in for surgery and the tumor was completely gone. It's been gone now for about 7 years. So I believe this is one of the best techniques you can use, is to find that you can actually not only go up and down in frequency, let's see, like this. I'd say the frequency is this. Then you find that frequency and you go up and down. Also, if you know, or if you're able to do vibrato in your voice while singing, vibrato is simply going up and down in pitch. So vibrato is really well known for breaking up stuck energy. I can't do vibrato very well. Even overtone singing can help. That was the same frequency that I was just toning. Funny. Okay. So this is one of the, I think, the best techniques for breaking up something is binaural beats, up and down, above and below the frequency. And you can also do this in your mind. You can, etherically, you could do this over the phone and even do it without even the person being there. You can intuitively tune into the frequency and go up and down and break it up with the frequency. You don't actually have to make the sound. A lot of people that do work in the etheric field that way. There's another technique called phase cancellation. Phase cancellation is hard to describe, but it's really the timing of the waves. Waves of sound come out in compressed air, and spaced out air. Compressed air, spaced out air. Do, 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 do. Compressed air, spaced out air. And like there'd be 1,000 compressed airs and spaced out airs in a second. So you have one after another. Compressed space, coming out. So if I do, or if I, that's about 1,000 hertz. That means there are 1,000 compressions and 1,000 spaced out areas of the waveform per second. Well, if you've got a second sound a little bit behind the first one in time, then when the two sounds come together, the compressed air of one sound will meet the spaced out air of the other sound. It would be like in the ocean. You've got an up part of the wave and the dip part of the wave. Well, if a wave, up part of the wave hits the dip part of the wave, the ocean will actually flatten out. You'll have flat ocean for a split second. That's the same with phase cancellation. With sound, the sound actually disappears. So you actually hear silence. And there's, you know, the Bose phase canceling headphones. That's what they're doing, is they're flipping the sound out of phase that's around you, and then blasting it into your ear out of phase, and the two sounds, the one that they blast into your ear and the normal sound coming in from around you, cancel each other out, and you can't hear that sound anymore. Well, there are people that are using this technique to get rid of diseases and issues. This is gonna, you're gonna have to do this more with electronic devices, but it is a technique that does work, apparently. Although, I'm a little suspicious of it, because it, really the truth is, phase cancellation is simply hiding something. The waves keep going, and they do continue on, but at that moment, the sound completely goes away, right when the two waves meet. So, if you have phase cancellation and the issue goes away, I guess that's good, but it seems like you have to keep it going. I don't know. Anyway, some people really believe in this phase cancellation idea. There's also the homeopathic concept. The way I understand it, I don't know if I understand this completely, but the way I understand it is you find a homeopathic remedy that matches the issue that's going on. And when you match it, it's like it triggers a healing response in the body. It's almost like that issue is kind of hidden. But when you use a remedy, a homeopathic remedy, it's like it highlights that issue for your body to do its own healing. So this kind of ties into a vocal technique that we teach here, and that is, that Lisa Raphael actually teaches, that if you find the frequency of something and simply make the sound of it, that your body will then do what it needs to do to heal that issue or disease. Again, it's kind of like just recognizing or saying hi to it, just giving it attention. A lot of us just need a little recognition, a little respect, a little attention, and then we're fine. Diseases are the same, perhaps, or issues are the same. So you simply tune into it, and you really make the sound that issue or disease is wanting to make. You tune in and try and make the sound that disease or that issue is wanting to make. Another technique besides the homeopathic technique is to simply go in and intuitively try and make the sound. Not try, but let spirit come through you. Tune in, connect to spirit, let spirit come in and make the sound that is needed to help break up or harmonize that issue or disease. As we say around here, spirit is much smarter than anything we can ever figure out. Much smarter. Way smarter. Of course, it brings in the whole realm of using higher beings, calling on help from higher beings besides spirit to help unravel these frequencies. So there's making the sound that you think it needs. There's meeting and recognizing it. There's also harmonizing the culprit. I like to do a technique where if I've got like an emotion going on, I'll go inside and listen for what that might sound like, and then I'll harmonize it. So say I've got fear going on. It could be fear of health, fear of money, fear of relationships not working out, fear of fear. Fear of political situations, fear of anything. Fear, big one, fear of not being good enough. Then I go in and I make the sound and I harmonize it like this. So I'll go into a fear. Slowly transform. from its sound to a harmonious, sweet, loving sound. I like that technique. It's nice to even move your body with it as well. So kind of move, and then kind of move into a flowing ease of movement. Okay. Then there's the technique that comes from Alfred Tomatis, who is kind of the father of the science of sound healing, this go-round, counting back to Egypt and Lemuria and Atlantis and Mu and all those places. But his basic concept that a lot of people subscribe to is that we need all frequencies. And if you simply give your system all the frequencies, instead of trying to tune into the frequency that it needs, go through all the frequencies. And if you, one of my psychics, she said, you know, try and get a sound going, especially a sound that has 7 octaves in it. I think 9 octaves is really cool now, but sound doesn't even really go 9 octaves. So, but if you can tune into the full range or make a sound that's just a drone with all 7 octaves, it's really cool. Most of my music, I try and do this just so people get the full range of nutrients. The basic concept is that each frequency is a nutrient and your system needs all of these nutrients, and your ear will actually turn down the volume of irritating sounds. So if you're as a child, it's been proven that if there's an annoying sound, like an annoying bearing, then your ear will turn down that frequency. And so you are in need of that nutrient. In fact, it can get so bad that you're so lacking in nutrients that you can get a learning disability. And some people say this is what autism is it's someone that's just stuck in one frequency instead of the full frequency range of sound. One way is also with your voice to do a full frequency sweep. And this can be helpful for yourself and for others. Just simply go, and what I'll do is I'll often even go lower and higher in my mind than my voice can make. So I'll start really low. Like, I mean, I'll often go down to the smallest frequency in the universe of like the Milky Way or the sun going around the Milky Way. That's a low frequency. So I go all the way down to sound, from there up to the lowest sound way below, and then up through the sound, and then even higher in my head, and really high, all the way up to the frequency of light. So I'm doing the full frequency range, all the way up to the frequency of the atom. Do a sweep from the sun going around the Milky Way, all the way up to the frequency of the atom. Then you get all nutrients. Interesting. Okay? And your system grabs whatever it needs. Okay. Another concept that we use around here that Jeffrey Thompson has found through research is really powerful. And that is to find your root soul frequency. And when you tune back into that root soul frequency, your whole system will fall into alignment. And this has been proven through his research. And I've really found it. God, it's been major transformation for myself over the last 3 or 4 years where I found my root frequency of B. And so whenever I'm a little whacked out, I simply play a song in the key of B. I've got songs in every key. And if you're interested, we can do a phone session where we can find your frequency and then I can send you CDs in the key of that, or you can just simply find songs in that key. If you're a musician, you might already know certain keys that you really gravitate towards. And so it's really cool. They say this root soul frequency is the root chakra, and it's also your soul, which they say, Alice Bailey says, is the same frequency from lifetime to lifetime. So to tune into it is, it's like you're centering. It's your center. Not only your grounding, it's your center. It's where you're at peace.
It's like your key. It's like your home note. There's mine. Your home note. Feel that when I go to it. Okay. Then there's the final one. And that is, don't focus on culprits at all. Don't focus on the issue. Don't focus on the disease. Don't focus on anything that you think is wrong, because there is nothing wrong. In fact, 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 simply pure spirit. If you look at the ratio of spirit to other stuff, spirit is huge in us. Never thought of it this way. Spirit is huge. There's like so much divine love in every cell of our body. There's so much joy. There's so much everything positive and wonderful, gratitude and just pure light in every cell, in every space between every cell in our system. There's so much of it. It's ridiculous. The issues, the problems are minuscule compared to the immensity of this spirit within us. So we're just a little lost. It's like my friend said, love is like water, and it's like we're in the ocean surrounded by it. And we think we can't find love, and we're just surrounded by it. It's like the air we breathe. So here's the trick, is to simply connect to these higher emotions of divine love and resonate these frequencies, because these frequencies are so high that they burn through any issues. And ultimately, the whole goal is to simply be in these higher vibrations all the time. And ultimately, once enough of us are in this higher vibration all the time, which I think will be happening soon, it will no longer be a struggle to get there and remain there. Imagine being around millions of people who are living in love and light 100% of the time. And everywhere you go, people are living in love and light, or just resonating that frequency. After a while, we will simply be resonated into that frequency. And then if it's all around us all the time, it's like a no-brainer. It's easy. In fact, it's hard. I just pray for the day soon where we have to work really hard to get out of love and light. What a thought. Wow. Some big chills on that one. So, I want to play a song, my song that I've played many times, but I just love it. And it's Unconditional Divine Love. And this is a homeopathic remedy in the quantum field of unconditional divine love. And resonate this frequency of all hearts connected, everyone on the planet, in the frequency of unconditional divine love, where we no longer have to try and be there. Thank you. So whatever technique you have to get in touch with this frequency of universal love, whether it's listening to music, making sounds, being still, connecting to that frequency and letting it come into your heart, or just become the frequency of love. Whatever technique you have, use it. And hold that frequency as long as you can. If you don't have a technique, that's your homework for the rest of your life. So, may we all find the ability to tune in to the frequencies that are blocking our way to our higher self's greatest potential, to our soul path. And then may we find the way to either break up or simply resonate higher frequencies of gratitude, easiest one to get to, joy. And universal, divine, unconditional love. May you hold this frequency into the evening and wake up with it throughout all of tomorrow. Let it still be there. And then, goodness gracious, may it still be there Monday morning and through the week. If you make it through the week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead, holding this frequency, unconditional love.